This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, as well as to great radio stations all along the network, GCN Live, and as well as the Salem radio stations that have us, the U.S. Radio Network, the USA Radio Network, as well as some of the leading independent stations around the country, little and big. Now, we broadcast via the Internet and the satellite as well. So hello to Maria in Germany and all her friends out there. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, the FedEx, the UPS, the bulk mail carriers out there, got to have the mail. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel, got to have your petrol. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Donald Trump's Trump social website. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And finally, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things we have over there to offer. All right. Well, first, we're going to go to our best special guest for this half hour. And it happens to be Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. Good morning to you, Mr. Mark. Yep, and they're shouting and yelling and screaming and all that stuff, and that's a good thing. And, of course, let's bring in Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Kyle.
All right, we're going to try to say this as best we can in unison. The Pledge of Allegiance, are you ready?
Do it.
Yep.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America. And to the republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great United States of America was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And don't you forget that. We'll remind you every chance we get, won't we? Anybody?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anybody? Okay. Well, Mark, I got kind of a gun-related question here to begin with. I realize that sometimes people go overboard when there's, like, championship games and whatnot, and I'm not sure, is Colorado an open carry state, or they got some deal there?
But Colorado's governor, you're talking about the shooting at the Denver Nuggets celebration.
I am.
You know, this, oh boy, I could go down several different rabbit holes with this for a lot of reasons, because what happened is simply a shootout over a drug deal that happened in a large crowd that the media would have you believe is, quote unquote, more unacceptable gun violence that their gun control bills are designed to stop. Governor Polis in Colorado signed recently, just last month, 4 additional gun control measures in already gun-controlled California. And they claim it's designed to stop gun violence. But nowhere in any of the bills does it mention the word crime or crime control. These were a 22-year-old, I think, and a 22-year-old and a 23-year-old or something like that that were arrested for this. One was 22, and I think the other was 33. This was a shootout involving drugs in a crowd that no amount of gun control will stop, ever. How's that gun control working out for you today, Governor Polis? It's all one big sham that's designed specifically to go after the rights of law-abiding citizens. One of those bills was strengthening a red flag law. Well, that was effective, wasn't it? The other bill was a 3-day waiting period. That's real effective. The other bill was signing away the rights of 18-year-old to 21-year-old adults to be able to purchase a firearm. Mm-hmm. What is lost in the sauce here, and it's not by people like us, people that think, people that are honest, because this conversation requires honesty. If you're a dishonest person, if you know somebody that's not willing to have the conversation other than to say, we just need more gun control, that's not an honest person. Walk away from the conversation. You'll never reach that person. Okay? Mm-hmm. These people need to be held accountable for their crimes, period. End of discussion. You want to stop that type of activity? Because the vast majority of shootings in the United States of America are this type of criminal activity that no level of gun control will stop. See Chicago, for example, or every other Democrat-run city.
Now, we got about 30 seconds here, so I'm just going to make a statement here real quick, and we'll discuss it on the other side of the break. We understand that some 29 million people were going to be made felons over this bump stock stuff. Then all of a sudden, we heard that Joe Biden is not going to sign the bill. I don't know what the truth is. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. But, folks, if you've got one of those bump stocks, and I know a lot of people that do, no names mentioned, I know a lot of people that do, you might want to listen to the conversation we're going to have when we come back, because a lot of people don't quite understand what's going on. So, Mark, hang on, and Kyle, hang on, and folks will be coming back right after this word from your sponsors at your local station, and maybe they even tell you what the temperature is outside. I'll tell you right now, it's 81 degrees with clear skies at the Tampa International Airport. How about that for a morning? We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Yep, they got an Acura deal. Some of you probably don't know that unless you've been on North Florida Avenue and seen Moss Acura right beside Moss Nissan. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open to some of the great savings that they've got there with their You Serve, You Save program. Now, that's a program specifically designed for active duty military, for veterans, for first responders, both on the job and retired EMS, firefighter, police, sheriff, state police, whatever. Also, the people that we have, church pastors, whether you're active or retired, get that same discount. Now, you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That's a program that gives you free oil changes, tire rotations for life, and covers a lot of different things on your vehicle. In my particular case, it's 2 years. So there you go. Now, that being said, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out online first. Then give them a call, schedule an appointment, and away you go. As they say, up you go into the wild blue yonder. All righty. Let's go over here to Mark Walters. And good morning again, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me, Captain.
Yes, sir. And it's always a privilege. And, of course, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
Well, good morning.
Yep, good morning. And, of course, we have the situation with the president, not really sure what's going to happen, but he's being railroaded. I think we can all agree to that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And he's a gun rights advocate. He's everything that America should have in a president. Maybe he runs his mouth a little bit too often once in a while, But then again, I don't know anybody that's from New York City that doesn't.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
New York City. I just made some people angry, but that's okay.
Captain, can I quickly address from the previous segment?
Yes, sir.
The comment, what we were talking about. You had mentioned bump stock, and I want to correct that. You were actually referring to, because the bump stock ban was put into place a while back. With what the Biden administration has done now, and courts have already put an injunction in against that. But and that's older news. I want to go to it's the pistol brace that I think you were referring to.
Right.
That what happened was the ATF has allowed, and I don't even like to say that allowed. The ATF doesn't get to tell me what I own. ATF doesn't make law. ATF is a regulatory agency that also enforces their regulation. And as of late, they believe that they can change those regulations without Congress to determine a classification of something and call it a firearm, which is what they did with a bump stock. They were smacked down upside the head, and I hope it left a welt, and I hope it hurt. I know it did. I know it stung them. By courts that issued injunctions against that because they cannot make law. Now, they did the same thing with the pistol brace. When the pistol brace allows disabled shooters, it was originally designed for veterans, combat veterans, disabled shooters, to be able to hold an AR-style rifle, to continue to be able to shoot, hunt with it, et cetera. What the ATF did during the Obama administration, when it was inquired about when people were designing these things 10, 12 some years ago, yeah, it's fine. That's a legal brace. It doesn't change anything. It's legal to have. So millions of Americans, it's estimated up to 29 million Americans, I'm one of them, bought one. Now, the ATF under Biden is doing anything it can to try to regulate itself around the Constitution. So the ATF decided, well, no, we're changing our minds. So on May 1st, or I should say June 1st, I call it May 32nd, because May 31st at midnight, according to the ATF's new rule, if you own one of these braces, you have four options. Destroy it, turn it into the ATF. I walked out and give it to the ATF. Here, take the gun I bought legally that yesterday was okay and 10 years ago was okay. Here, I'm going to give it to you today. All right? Render the brace inoperable, et cetera. Or on May 32nd, June 1st at midnight, you became a federal felon. $250,000 fine, up to 10 years in prison for owning what you lawfully purchased. Because the ATF change their mind. As a result of that, you now have an estimated 29 million Americans. So what they did was they gave an amnesty period. Well, they're saying you can register it with the National Firearms Act and pay the tax stamp, or we'll waive the tax stamp, et cetera, and now we got you registered. The non-compliance, I think the compliance was less than 0.6%. People are not buying what the lying ATF rogue agency is selling. So now you have technically 29 million new felons, law-abiding Americans. They're not talking about going after criminals in Denver. They're talking about making your arm brace a felony. That's where we are today. Biden has said that any effort by Congress to repeal or to put a stay he would veto. That's what you were referring to. Mm-hmm. Biden is again telegraphing that he's going after law-abiding citizens. But I want to point out in this instance with the ATF pistol brace that if you are a member of the Second Amendment Foundation, the Firearms Policy Coalition, or the Gun Owners of America, which represents combined millions of Americans, the rule does not apply to you because we are fighting in court for you on all three of those fronts, and we have won three separate injunctions from three separate Fifth Circuit court judges, very, very strong injunctions, temporary injunctions against this rule while we are suing and working its way through court. We will be successful on it, but the NRA just last week is now seeking to join the Second Amendment Foundation lawsuit, which would make 4.5 to 5 million NRA members also immune from the ATF's overarching regulations and bureaucratic nonsense. Mm-hmm. This is a rogue agency, and if you're listening and you're an ATF agent, you got to look yourself in the mirror at this point and ask yourself who you are and why you work for this agency when they're coming after your friends, neighbors, and family. There are plenty of law enforcement agencies around that country that would love to have you, and they're not an unconstitutional rogue gun control arm of the Biden administration. I beg you, if you're an ATF agent, move on.
Okay, let me go to the phone line real quick. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to ask you, yes, doesn't this arm brace rule, particularly fighting what they call a short barrel rifle, a lot of the AR-15s and stuff, there's a pistol version, which is a shorter barrel, but a regular AR and stuff like that are usually your 16-inch barrels and longer. And also, the didn't they also have something against what they call a two-stage trigger that acts like a bump stock? Because any AR-15 can be made to fire bump style by taking a rope or something and just holding it so the recoil just activates the trigger and stuff. And the last thing I wanted to say is we don't need gun control. We need people control. And maybe if they had more of a, when they apply for the background check, a stronger investigation or background check.
Okay.
Not just simply, anyway, that's it. All right. Thank
you. All right. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, thank you for the question. Let me answer all three aspects of the question. Yes, it's an AR pistol, and what the ATF, the excuse the ATF is giving is saying, well, you can put that pistol brace on it and hold it up and shoulder it. Therefore, we've decided that that's a short-barreled rifle. The problem is it's not a short-barreled rifle. It's still a pistol. And the ATF, unfortunately for the ATF, as the courts have already found, the ATF does not have the ability to write law and define firearms. That comes from Congress. So that's why they lost the injunction.
The second part of that relative to the trigger is, yes, you are absolutely correct, and I'll tie it into the bump stock issue that you just mentioned. What the ultimate goal of the ATF here is to do, guys, is to eventually regulate semi-automatic firearms as fully automatic by changing the definition. That's their ultimate goal. That's why they're going through this stage process to do this. That's why they're demonizing the phrase semi-automatic. You hear the media creating that narrative.
Yeah.
And their ultimate goal is to say, hey, guess what? You don't need a bump stock to bump fire a semi-automatic rifle. We've been misclassifying semi-automatic rifles wrong the whole time. They're really fully automatic because you can do it with a belt loop or a rope, as the caller just mentioned. And that's their ultimate goal, is to get everything registered and eventually everything outlawed. So I hope you're one of the 99.4% of Americans that told the ATF to go stuff it with their fake regulation.
Well, Mark, you know, when we get together, you never know where the conversation is going to go. And just briefly, Donald Trump is being railroaded. Tell me I'm wrong.
You are absolutely correct, and any honest American knows it. If you talk to somebody that can't see through what's going on with this man from this weaponized government, again, you are not dealing with an honest person. Walk away. Americans will rally behind Trump. And Trump, I loved where he went last night. He basically said, hey, when I'm reelected, and I will be, I'm going after the Bidens. The seal has been broken. It's about time the Republicans start fighting back. Trump always did. I hope every other Republican out there is taking notice of what's going on. These Democrats will control you, railroad you, run right over you if you let them.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you next week. You have a great day. Have a great show this weekend, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks, Captain. I love you.
All right, thank you. And that's my buddy Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, armedamericanradio.org. Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And the sports guru, the sports quarterback, Patrick Kyle.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. After pleading not guilty, presidential candidate Donald Trump is taking aim at the special prosecutor in his documents case. Speaking to supporters after his Miami arraignment yesterday, Trump called Jack Smith a raging, uncontrolled Trump hater, end quote. Smith is overseeing the Justice Department's case against the former President of the United States, claiming Trump mishandled classified documents. Trump claims the Commander-in-Chief has the right to the documents.
Whatever documents the President decides to take with him, he has the right to do so. It's an absolute right. This is the law, and that is something that people have now seen, and it couldn't be more clear. They ought to drop this case immediately because they're destroying the country.
The Vegas Golden Knights are the Stanley Cup champions after defeating Florida in Game 5 at the Fortress on the Las Vegas Strip last night. Final score was 9-3. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. And remember, when you go over there and take a look at stuff, some of the savings now are up to 80%. All you need is a promo code CAPTAIN. That's one word, CAPTAIN, at MyPillow.com. Now, if you want to call them, talk to a live person, you can do that. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN on whatever you see. Now, some of the savings there will result in 80% off what they're selling. Could be some pillows, could be some towels, sheets, slippers, pajamas, could be whatever. I mean, it's got so many different things on sale. And in order to see what I'm talking about, you got to go to the website and look. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 to find out more information. All right, and without further ado, here he is, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir, and happy Flag Day to you, sir.
Happy birthday, President Trump, number 45. And hold on a minute. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, yes.
Okay, you like that? Happy birthday, President number 45, Donald Trump.
That's right, and it's Flag Day as well, so yep. Happy birthday.
And I got my red, white, and blue on, baby, so there you go.
Very cool.
All right, Patrick Hyland, what do we need to know, speaking of sports?
Well, That would be the Las Vegas Golden Knights blast the Panthers 9-3 in Game 5 to capture their first Stanley Cup title. So congratulations, Golden Knights out there in Vegas. And pretty cool. They've only been in existence for a few years, and they put it all together. And, hey, let's give congratulations to the Florida Panthers down in South Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Eighth seed going all the way to the finals. Pretty impressive run. So, you know, I'd give credit there. The MVP was Jonathan Marchessault, and he played great for him. And you know, he had 13 goals, Captain. That's pretty impressive during the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They just have a great team that plays well together. And it's like the, you know, Tampa Bay Rays. They do the same thing. And they're having a little rough run right now, but overall, they're doing okay. They still have 48 wins. They'll be a fifth here before you know it. Hey, their last 10, they're 7-3. I'll take that, Captain. 700 pace. If they can play at a 600 pace the rest of the way out, you know, with 93 games left, I'll take that all day. And
it's a 100-game season.
There you go, Cap. Mm-hmm. That's all you can ask for. I believe 95 games will win that division. And the rest of the division there, you know, it's tough, though. I got to give the Yankees and Orioles credit that they're playing well. Go to the AL Central. Want to talk about our Minnesota fans. And up there in Cleveland, they're trying to hang in there. And then out in the West, it's going to be the Astros and Rangers battling it out. But the Angels, as Mr. Cal Warner's team, they're not doing too bad either. They're playing at a 550 pace. They're 8-2 their last 10. So they're on fire right now. They can keep it going. They'll make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. And then all our friends up in Atlanta, Captain, who listen to the show, okay, they're 40-26. Surprising year. The Miami Marlins. Down in South Florida, some things are happening down there. For them to be 37-31. Again, it's teams are starting to play a little bit of that money ball. The Oakland A's, even though they're the roughest team in Major League Baseball right now, but a lot of people are doing different concepts to see if it can get them the victory, and that's what the Marlins are doing. Hey, our friends down in Bradenton, Captain, who are big Pittsburgh Pirate fans,
yeah,
everybody up in that area that listen to the show, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, big Pirate fans. Hey, they're leading the division. So, and then out West, it's always the Dodgers and Diamondbacks lately. Those two seem to be battling it out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just been a great baseball season so far. I think people are liking the change and the speed up of the games. I don't think it's as much the time, Captain, as it is just the pace and the rhythm of the game. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the players have gotten better. I think they train a lot better. I think they train a lot longer because I see baseball players now down here all winter long. They used to go back wherever it was they'd lived, you know, they came from and kind of let up a little bit, but not anymore. I see them running. I see them in the batting cages. I see them playing basketball. I see them swimming. So I think there's more training that the players are putting themselves through some more training.
Yeah, no, I agree. No, they're a better athlete now. You have a few that are not. I mean, the biggest thing with baseball is, you know, hand-eye coordination. Can you hit the ball? Is your vision proper? If you can do that, you're going to find a major league roster. You better not be too bad on defense or, you know, you might not find the lineup.
Well, you know what my specialty was when I actually had a professional baseball trial a number of years ago? You know what my specialty was, right?
No, Cap, what was your main thing?
Hitting to the opposite field with consistency and with power.
Well, there you go. No, that's a perfect number two batter. You get the leadoff hitter on, have you bat number two, hit it behind him,
yep.
And...
I just had a knack with the way I swung. I don't know what it was, but I didn't change anything. My coach says, hey, man, don't change nothing. You got to swing, whatever that meant. I didn't know what it meant. But I was hitting the ball all the time to right field, right field, right field, right field. I'm a right-hander.
Yeah. Derek Jeter was excellent at that. You just had a little inside-out swing. You knew how to fight the ball off and work the ball that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's an art form. And
Don Zimmer used to get a kick out of me telling him that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the great Don Zimmer. He was a great guy for baseball.
He knew my dad. He knew my dad.
That's what it's all about. You know, it's relationships. It's knowing people in relationship to getting along and moving along, being progressive and being productive in the society of ours. That's what it's all about. Let's move forward and get some things happening. Talking about moving and getting some things happening, Dalvin Cook has been released from the Vikings, you know, and he's not in a rush to sign with any team. I'm sure he's looking to get the best deal he can. I don't fault the guy for that. I wish him well. I'd like to see him come to the Bucs or the Dolphins. I think he could be a nice added addition to both those organizations. And he is from Florida, Captain. Great running back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are looking to see what's going to happen there. John Rahm, I really like this kid, Captain. He's a class act. He's humble. He's a great golfer. You know, he feels betrayal over what has happened. And I think he has a right to feel that way. A lot of other players have a right to feel that way. You know, when you and I played sports, it was honor, loyalty, and respect.
Nice.
That's another reason you were in the military, honor, duty, and courage. We need to get back to that, Captain. We just have to teach this new generation that's the way to be. It's better to be that way. And then from the top down, though, we have to show it's like in sports, Captain, you know?
Let me put it to you this way, and the audience that's listening, I don't have to do a lot of explaining. You lead by example.
Amen, Captain. And I think our politicians are really dropping the ball in that. And
By the way, let's bring Kyle in here because I just realized I got about a minute left. The Los Angeles Angels. California Angels.
That's right. Yeah, I heard what Patrick was saying earlier. You're right. And my son was telling me earlier that they were going to, it was dependent on what happened with the Astros. And I think the Astros won. So the Angels are still a game back, I understand. But as you were saying, Patrick, they seem to be playing well. I was at the game the other night, saw Shohei Ohtani get a home run. And, things are looking good for the Angels right now.
Yes, it is. I hope they can keep it up, man. That's what it's all about, you know, just keeping the pace up, getting your team together, just like the game of life, guys. And that's what I try to do to help out people with insurance in the game of life. I save them money. I make sure they get a better plan. I give them peace of mind. Hey, give me a call, 813-966-1052. I bet I'll put some more money in your Social Security check. I'll save you some money on other insurance policies, and I'll get you better coverage. But you got to give me a call. Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Cap. God bless you, Cal. Happy Flag Day again to everybody. God bless America.
Amen, brother. Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone. Go check him out on Facebook. Kyle, hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more. And the consumer quarterback. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Well, we already took the break, but we are back. And this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends and our long-running sponsor, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Now, they are the best when it comes to blind shades and shutters. How do I know? Done business with them for years. And I will tell you that if they don't have it, they'll get it. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Why? Because you're going to get a discount if you are a veteran or a first responder. They will give you a discount. Tell them the captain sent you. That's the key word there. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. The number again, 941-922-2345. To schedule an appointment or stop on by, local, experienced, professional, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They do it right the first time. All right, let me jump on over here. First, we'll bring in Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now we're going to bring in Patrick, listen to me. Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. And, of course, Brandon is excited because USF has got the designs for a brand-new 35,000-seat stadium for the football team. It's going to cost about $40 million, but it looks like it's a can-do situation. They got the money. They'll be right there in the campus. And that's a good idea there, I think, Brandon.
Yeah, maybe it'll do something to help their
know, that recruiting and their team come around. But, yeah, they've dug quite a deep hole at USF with, you know, coach after coach being fired and getting behind on the money contract side of it. And, yeah, it's affected their recruiting big time.
Yeah, I believe so, and I believe they'll do a much better program. Well, Kyle and I were talking earlier about a story that popped up, and I realize different areas of the country have different problems, and some of them don't have problems at all. But there's a story that popped up. It's twofold. San Francisco, the big mall downtown, the owners of the mall walked up and handed the people that ran the mall walked up and handed the owners, which happened to be the city of San Francisco, the keys and said, "That's it, we're out of here, we can't make any more money." Now, that probably has something to do with the stealing that's been going on. But, commercial real estate troubles are so pronounced now in certain areas of the country that Goldman Sachs CEO is saying even a soft landing won't stop the pain. What the heck's going on here?
Yeah, so what you have is the number that comes to mind is 12.9%. That's the vacancy rate as reported a couple weeks back. It's the highest number on record. So almost 13% vacancy across the commercial sector. And there's three main factors: people working from home, they enjoy, you know, being able to zoom in and not have to be at the office. And a lot of companies are allowing that or some version of it with flex work schedule where they'll have a couple days from home, a couple days from in the office. So you have those types of workers. You have the e-commerce as well. A lot of stuff happening online, of course, you know, Amazon and other companies blowing up, and Target probably exacerbated that as well, but their pride push, parents didn't want to see that. I think they were down something like $13 billion now. And, you know, so these retailers that are expecting people to drive to their location, get out of the car, walk inside, do the whole shopping thing, it's going to be, you know, going away if they continue to do that type of, pushing of their values in that scenario. And then you also have this repurposing of some malls. I know down in Miami, I've talked to some people that are going in and repurposing those mall spaces from your traditional retail. And, you know, Captain and Kyle, I've always looked at it. I look at when you walk through a mall, and I haven't been in a mall in a while, but, you know, when you walk through there, you'll have this retail space that's, a couple thousand, 3,000 square feet or more. And it's like a specialty store. Like, oh, they only sell soaps here, or they only sell candles in this one, or maybe this one has clocks. And I'm like, how do they get by, with that type of a business model, only selling a certain thing? It's like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Mm. Kyle, now one of the things you do is you manage properties, right?
Right.
So you're in California. What's going on out there?
Well, yeah, I think to Brandon's point, yeah, I think what happens in some of these bigger shopping malls, and it was Westfield, basically, that's turning the mall back over to lenders at this point in San Francisco, because yeah, they're done with all the problems and the crime and all that stuff. But I think what happens in some of these larger malls is the big anchors leave, and you have some of these stores that are more well known, chain stores, nationally known stores, and they may say in their lease, "Hey, if that anchor isn't here, we don't have to. We can break our lease if we want to." So you get some of the more, like Brandon's talking about, these specialty stores that you've never heard of before, basically. So they're much smaller operators at that point as the mall continues to deteriorate. But one of the things I wanted to ask Brandon about too was the fact that it looks like the mortgage demand is at its lowest level since February, and as we also look at applications to refinance, they're down, and if you look at it from the same week a year ago, it's down like 45%. How's that affecting everybody out there in the home real estate market?
Yeah, exactly. That's another big part, because a lot of folks are in, you know, they're already in a 3% mortgage rate, and they say, look, I did want to move. I was thinking about moving closer to work, closer to the beach, closer to family. But, you know, hey, I don't want to move now because I'm kind of married to this rate that I have at 3%, 3.5% rate. And if I move now, I'm going to have to double that rate. And so my cost of funds will go up. My purchasing power will go down. So in other words, I can buy less house than I could, just a year and a half ago, a couple years ago. So I'm not going to make the move now. You know, so I think that's what a camp that a lot of people are falling into. And as far as refinances, then, you know, whenever you have a rising interest rate environment around the 6.5-7.5% range, that kills a lot of refinance opportunities because, you know, the same reason people are married to that rate. And then also, yeah, sometimes you can throw in those higher interest rate credit card debt and do a cash out refi and lower your overall household mortgage rate or, you know, interest rate. But, you know, it's few and far between now. So lenders are hurting, realtors that don't have a good, you know, business model or book of business, they're hurting, and it translates right on down the line to title companies, insurance companies, et cetera. So the Federal Reserve put us in this position, and they need to get us out by not raising rates, pause, and then, I think they should start reducing rates, in a couple of months towards the end of the year, start bringing them back down.
Now, I am talking, folks, to the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes, and, of course, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Got about 30 seconds, so I'll make this real quick, Brandon. It looks like as if we are not going to get hurt as bad with the downward spiral of things that's coming out. It looks like there seems to be a leveling off right now.
Yeah, I hope so. I think we can be, you know, we can get through this, and we're potentially there. And, you know, we still have low inventory in some parts of the country, you know, where you and I live here in Tampa Bay, we have low inventory. So it's pretty crazy, you know, with all the demand we've had and everything that's been talked about with housing. But here we are sitting here with an 80% absorption rate and a 1.2 month supply of inventory. So people are still in, you know, it's a tough situation because there's not much inventory. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, the buyer pool has shrunk also, Captain.
Well, Brandon, I appreciate you. I appreciate the great information you bring along to the listeners here around the country. So you take care. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Check us out online, consumerqb.com, if you need anything from us, consumerqb.com.
That's it. Okay. Thank you, Brandon. Now, by the way, folks, Kyle, another bang-up job. Appreciate what you're doing and what you've been able to do. And we are gradually working our way back in the saddle again, so to speak, but I couldn't be doing this without your help in the background there and whatnot. And it is what it is. We are a team, and we work together. And we are, let's see, as somebody said yesterday, with all those cards I got from Mission Barbecue around the country, with all the people that signed them, all the people that wished me well, and I even had people sending me the free sandwich things.
Wow. That's pretty cool, Captain.
Yeah, Mission Barbecue. They are the greatest, folks. And tomorrow we'll be back, and I'll be down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe for 2 hours. That's it, 2 hours, 11 to 1. If you want to stop by and have lunch with the Captain, I'll be there. One of the last times we'll be able to say that, because they are shutting the doors. All right, God bless America. Kyle, take care. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Captain.
All righty, folks. I'll be back. Stay tuned. More coming on your favorite station.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.